Today is a rehearsal of a demo that I'm going to eventually do on my YouTube channel, where I'm going to show off how to use my Tone Trace Match EQ to do a really bad thing. I'm going to try to emulate the sound of an Edison phonograph. And the way I'm going to do this is match material that's recorded in a modern setting with the same material that's recorded on a phonograph. And I'm going to do this by using an 8-year-old video from Rob Scallon, where he worked with a guy named Sean Borey to record metal on a cylinder. Now, going into this song a bit, I've managed to actually line up some of the raw.
One, metal band.
And the cylinder.
Two, metal band. Modern recording versus wax cylinder. One, metal band. Two, metal band.
And no, I did no tempo correction or anything to get that lined up. I just grabbed the two segments and cut them and pasted it as a second take on top of the first, and they lined up. I can't believe that. It's hard to get tape machines lined up that well, but a well-maintained phonograph, I guess.
One, metal band. Two, metal band. Modern recording versus wax. One, metal band. Two, metal band. Modern recording.
Whatever. So back to the point, we're going to take Tone Trace. I'm going to add it to this
track. List 1 Tone Trace EQ, Lanes Audio, Clap 2, FX, Tone Trace EQ Grouping.
And I'm going to use the match functionality of this EQ.
Capture reference button. No pre-capture reference.
To capture the reference. This is what we want to emulate. So we're actually going to play the cylinder recording. Not the better sounding one, because we're actually trying to lo-fi this.
Press.
It's listening, learning. There's the low tone to represent confidence low. Medium. And that third tone means that Tone Trace has a reasonable idea of the equalization curve for the cylinder.
Unsaved project PROG. One metal
go
band
out of the effects
metal
window,
band.
Switch takes.
FX.
Back in.
Tone Trace capture reference, but learn target button.
To click learn target.
Press.
Just making an editor's note here, those tones landed on beat. I did nothing to fake that. Just thought you should know.
Correct target, but press.
Sweet. Okay, that's going to be really loud, so let's turn the track
minus 1.1
down, because we've created a lot of peaks.
Minus 20 point. Minus 20.
And there we go. Stereo phonograph. I'm going to make some adjustments to ensure that we get the most out of this match before exporting it as an impulse response. Because yes, folks, you can do that with this EQ.
Freeze press.
Freeze the correction because it's working.
Match mode combo box voice collapsed. Full mix. Correction strength edit selected 1. Maximum correction gain edit. Maximum correction edit selected 18.000 dB.
We'll come back to that.
Correction gain edit selected 0.000 dB. Emergency clip guard edit selected 6.000 dB. Correction cue slash sharpness edit selected. Correction range low edit selected 10.000. Correction range high. Status edit read only multi-line selected status. Frozen correction capture time. Edit read only multi-line selected. Trace curve check. Curve description edit read only multi-line selected 626 characters.
You can read the curve description in the effect window itself, or you can go into your text editor of choice or your chat client or whatever of choice and paste the summary in there.
Tone Trace summary relative to reference. Target is 23 dB higher from 20 to 250 Hz, 18.7 dB lower from 250 Hz to 2K Hz, and 23 dB higher from 2 to 20K Hz. Reference: the curve is 9.7 dB lower from 20 to 250 Hz, 21.9 dB higher from 250 Hz to 2K Hz, and 49.3 dB lower from 2 to 20K Hz. Target: a shelf transition makes the curve 25.8 dB higher below 2K Hz than above it. Correction: the correction has cuts of 17.9 dB from 20 to 250 Hz and 17.8 dB from 2 to 20K Hz, with a boost of 17.9 dB from 250 Hz to 2K Hz. Maximum correction: clip the learned curve from 28.2 dB to 18 dB before strength, Q, and manual trims.
So see how I told you that we were going to come back to the maximum correction gain? Yeah, that's why. I'm going to put in 30.
Selection.
so we can truly have the full scope of this match.
Correction gain edits selected 0.00. Correct. One take minus 12.1.
And with that said, here is the cylinder.
FX active.
And T, two, next take.
Metal band.
And there's a stereo phonograph.
FX, tone trace EQ group, capture reference button, learn target button, correct target button, freeze correction button, match, correct, mac, correct, emer, correction, correction, rate, correction, rate, status, edit, edit, read only, options, trace curve, checkbox, not curve, description, edit, copy curve, export, no export, context menu, export impulse response, save as, file name, combo box.
And now I've exported an impulse response called phonograph.wave. And phonograph.wave sounds like this.
And, dear friends, now it's just a simple matter of importing that into your favorite IR loader, turning the volume down a great deal, and going as lo-fi as you could go. Or at least pretty close.
Okay, so I cheated a bit, but that's not the point.